I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, Mark Evans and I spoke with Rusty Bowers. He's with the Peninsula Arts Appreciation Council and the Historic Vista Theater in downtown Negaunee. We got an update on their efforts to restore the roof after its collapse at the theater and more. Here's Rusty Bowers.
We didn't really have that bad of winter, so I mean, we were pretty lucky. But the shoring was great. The walls are intact. The temporary walls are there. I mean, sure, everything's wet inside, but I mean, it was a cement floor, so it's not that big a deal. The plans are in place. They are all drafted and ready to go for the roof. We are kind of in a holding pattern waiting for a large corporation who is supposed to give us a very large grant to get started with the roof. I mean, it's not enough to do the whole project, but it's enough to get the roof going. After we get the roof on, we have to do the electrical, we have to do the heating system. But we had already had a grant in place to do the electrical that kind of we were ineligible for once the roof happened, but once we get a roof, we're thinking we can probably get that grant back again so we can do the electrical.
So it seems like there's at least some progress that's going in the right direction, that you've got some support out there that's pending, and then, of course, the community support continues too, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. We are still counting cans. I mean, with all we've been doing all winter is counting cans, and it's from that two-week donation we had back in September, and we had to move. Two of our board members in Marquette had all kinds of cans in the backyard, and the city said, it's time to move those. So we did. So we moved them, and they're all back in the annex. So the annex is now filled to the ceiling again.
Well, but you know, again, it was the one way that people could immediately help out after the roof incident. And that just speaks to how people appreciate the Vista and want to make sure that things get back to where they need to be.
Oh, yeah, no, that really just showed that the people want this building back, and we are really trying hard, and we're going to do everything we can to bring this building back better than it was before. Like I said, we're kind of in a holding pattern. We kind of put the theater to sleep for the winter while we waited for, everything to thaw and melt and everything. So now we're just waiting for some nice weather, and now that people are getting vaccinated, hopefully we can have more volunteers, because we could only have, like, three at a time, counting cans. So if we can get, like, a whole slew of people now to count cans, we can hopefully truck these out of here before the warm weather and the cans get all warm.
Yeah, we don't want that to happen too much. Talking with Rusty Bowers here today with the Vista Theater, the Historic Vista Theater in downtown Negaunee. And the other thing we wanted to touch on with you today is you have a meeting coming up next week where you're going to be doing an update, but you're putting the call out right now that you are looking for some people to fill some vacancies on your board of directors. One thing I want to ask you is, you mentioned a moment ago, you said board of directors members in Marquette. Is a membership as a board of director or a director, is that open around anywhere pretty much in our region here, or what is the word?
Yeah, there's no limitation as to where you can be from. If you've participated or you want to participate in the Vista Theater, it's pretty much anybody. It's mainly, I mean, we could say the county.
Sure.
But there's really no limitation as to where. We've had people travel down from like Calumet and different places, and I mean, if you want to be on the board, it'd be great. We've got three board seats open right now that we're going to be voting in. Next Monday is our annual meeting. Normally it's earlier, like January, February, but because of COVID we pushed it forward a little bit. You need to be a voting member to vote in the elections and stuff. We do want to let people know that anybody who was a member last year for 2020, we are pushing your membership forward to 2021. So if you were a member last year, you are still a member this year. Because since we had no theater because of COVID, and then we had no theater because we had no theater, so your membership is good for this coming year. So please come to the Zoom meeting on Monday. It's going to be all over Facebook and our website, vistatheater.org. If you're interested in being a board member, go to the membership page, become a member if you're not, and then put your name in as you'd like to be a board member, and we'll get you on the ballot. And right now we have three seats. One is a full three-year term because somebody is termed out and they don't want to renew. And then we have two partial seats, which are one-year terms each. So they're kind of quickie terms. If you want to come try it out, if you like it, great. If you don't, you can breeze in and breeze out.
That's Rusty Bowers with the Peninsula Arts Appreciation Council and the Vista Theater in Negaunee. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.